from the Bronx.
And since so many things were taken away from the community sort of like culturally compensated for that with the creation of making something out of things that just happened to be around. Old turntables, old record collections, hooking systems up into street poles for wiring, making art out of a wall and a spray can that happened to be left to the side, being able to dance on some cardboard.
Open-air disco parties sprung up on the streets and in the parks of the South Bronx, and the DJs who hosted them became neighborhood stars. One of the first to get a reputation for doing something different was DJ Kool Herc.
I was a guy that never went downtown. I stayed in the neighborhood and formed a culture called hip-hop. I was the guy that didn't follow with the rest of the people.
Well, basically, Kool Herc was the guy who got two turntables and a system, came out in a big park, and he rocked the park, you know what I'm saying?
It wasn't called hip-hop when I was doing it. It was called a jam. Coming to the jam.
BBC.